Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio. Also, hanging over from the world of boating, we have Captain Patrick and a few other surprise guests on today's show. Now, Patrick is hanging over not just for the, you know, fun camaraderie of having another member here from the crew of the world of boating just to hang over and have fun with us, but basically there is a reason. Now, on the web, on Facebook, obviously everybody has heard all about this ice bucket challenge. I have been challenged several times already. One of the most recent was from Jerry the Diver Guy. And he did a nice little video. He had a Scuba Radio t-shirt on. He goes, "I call out Greg Dive Master from Scuba Radio." And, you know, I was like, do I want to pour a bucket of ice over my head or do I want to donate? Well, I did the latter, and who knows, maybe I'll do both.
I hate to throw this out there. It's a little of column A and a little of column B. Even when you do the ice bucket challenge, you're supposed to donate. They say $10 if you do the ice bucket challenge, $100 if you do not.
Okay.
So it's not a way to get out of donating, and it has raised
lots of money.
Tens of millions of dollars.
$70 million or $80 million
for ALS.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, tens of millions of dollars.
It is a good thing. And, you know, I'm not griping about it at all, Bill. I'm not trying to get out of anything. I found out that.
It's
that
not like
Jerry,
I see you walking in here with a giant bucket of ice.
You did see the bucket of ice. You didn't see what made it.
What do you mean?
Out in the truck there, I have a massive ice maker. And so, as opposed to...
Did you really bring in a bucket of ice?
Yeah, it's right over here. See this?
And 4 gallons of vodka.
It's over there by Bubble Boy. Yeah. And we just got
one... It's going to be perfect for radio.
I thought he had some lobster tails he was bringing us.
You guys thought it was lobsters on ice.
Yeah.
No, there's no lobsters in there.
This is garbage.
No.
Ate them all.
You know, I did the donation thing, but I decided why not share the joy of the ice bucket challenge here on today's show. And
can I dump it on you?
Well, no.
Can I be the one that gets to dump it on you?
No, this was my idea, so I don't have to be dumped.
No, you're going to take the challenge.
No, I've already taken the challenge, and I'm passing the challenge on to you guys today.
You didn't take it yet.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you donated.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
you're fulfilled.
So here's the thing, though. You see the one bucket of ice, like, how are we going to make this work for, you know, we got 5-6 people in the studio.
Can we do it the way Patrick Stewart did it? Search Patrick Stewart on
YouTube.
No,
that was lame. I saw that.
Peace to.
Yeah. But the thing is...
You wrote a check for $100. I know your check was not for $100. I know your donation was, look, I found used socks. Maybe the ALC patients can use that.
But what was in those socks?
Quarters.
An autograph from Greg the Dive Master.
Toe jam.
Which can be auctioned off for a lot of dough.
Anyway, we have more than one bucket of ice. I have an ice maker in the truck. So we're going to be able to reload this puppy throughout the show today so we can literally do the ice bucket challenge with everybody in the studio and with anybody who wants to call up today and just needs cooled off.
We can't just pour it on the phone.
Yeah, we can.
That's ridiculous.
It's like 95 degrees outside in Orlando today.
That's not how electronics work.
Well, we'll be far enough back so none of the splash will
electrify
us.
We'll
be careful. Back here and by the tarp.
All right. Well, you know, I got this big old bucket of ice, and I figure what better person to do this than to Captain Patrick from the world of boating.
I disagree.
And have him be the first victim, I mean, participant in the Ice Bucket Challenge, the Scuba Radio Ice Bucket Challenge. So, Patrick, are you ready? Are you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's grab this thing. Help me out, guys. Come on. All right. No, this thing's heavy. Here we go. Here we go, Patrick. Come on. Go. Oh, yeah. Woo.
Burr. That's cold.
Yeah, you're dripping. Oh, the headlights are on, too. That's kind of disturbing. Anyway, there's the first
that was
one.
That was a lot more water than I expected. That was a lot more water.
I really wish that it hadn't been dry ice.
Yes, he is steaming now.
And did you have to smash him over the head with the bucket?
Well, that's just
I think we should have put a little bit more planning into how we're going to clean up this mess.
Why?
Why was the ice water yellow?
That's usually a producer's responsibility,
why?
Bill.
Oh, it is now.
Isn't it? Clean up is a producer's responsibility.
It'll evaporate.
No, that's a lot of water. I thought it was going to be a little bit of water.
Yeah. Well, it's been sitting out there in the hot Florida sun here for a couple minutes, and I had to bring it in.
Did you notice that the intact ice cubes all had the Scuba Radio logo on them?
It's all about branding, my friend. You know, don't be a hater. Yeah, just give to ALS and that kind of thing.
By the way, that is shrinkage. Just
in case anyone's curious.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
Stop looking.
I like the added touch of the whiskey stones in there. I thought that was pretty, elegant.
Yeah. All right. Well, who's next? Well, you know what? Each segment, we're going to tell somebody.
Well, Bubble Boy and myself, we've already done this.
Yeah, but not the Scuba Radio Ice Bucket Challenge.
All right, I'm up for it.
All right, well, you're going
to
get it.
I would like to point out that I have
it.
Already done the Ice Bucket Challenge as well.
Well, they just said they did too, Bill, but you have not had the Scuba
Greg,
Radio
Ice
Bucket Challenge.
Greg, you're the only one that hasn't had the ice dump on you.
I freaking bought a ice maker that is out in the truck to do this today.
We're getting him.
You guys got that for
lobster, and this is just an added little bonus you can use it on.
Well, maybe, but if we do this, I can write it off on my taxes. So.
Oh, there you go. See, yeah. That's just good business.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
Are there any lobster tails in there?
No, I left those at home.
Because you could dump them on me, and if I catch them on the way down, I can keep them.
No, that
it doesn't. Because it's the only way I'm going to catch any friggin' lobster this year.
No, that is not
sucked.
True. Well, you just didn't have a lot of opportunity to catch a lobster. And, it ends up that...
If they rain down on me from above, I'm just saying the chances grow big time.
Lobster NATO.
There you go.
Yeah, there is a storm out in the Caribbean right now, so it could happen. And actually, in all being a little bit more real about the situation, that storm that's brewing out in the Caribbean right now that they think's going to possibly skirt the coast of the United States here maybe around Tuesday, that will stir up the lobster. This will be the first, big storm out in the Caribbean that kind of skirts the U.S. coast, possibly, or it might be close enough. They don't know. We'll have to see how the track is. But if that happens, this is usually when the lobsters get stirred up and move around a little bit. It might walk. So you might have a better shot at catching lobster real soon than, or much more sooner than you think. Bubble Boy?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it, Greg?
What, about catching them?
Yeah. Storm's out there. Are you going to do anything? You're going to go down and try to catch some?
Actually, I've been called out of the country, possibly. So I might be, I might have to head out to Saba for a few days.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's a horrible thing to have
to
do.
Hop on a boat for a week. Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Well,
Are you okay?
Not really. It kind of came up, it popped up out of nowhere.
This is a safe place, Greg. Go ahead.
And
show us on this doll where it hurts.
Ow!
Patrick has almost stopped shivering. Almost.
All right, we don't have a doll, but show us on this puppet.
Hmm.
Or this lobster.
Right
here.
It's
a mermaid.
Where is the mermaid puppet?
It hurts right here. Yeah, actually, that's a good... We should have doused her. We should have made her do the ice.
That
would have
been a good video. Well, you can still do her.
Well, maybe.
Hello?
Hello? Anyway, I'm supposed to head to Saba. And that might... that might interfere with me getting out in the water right after the storm cruises the coast.
Stupid
but you
action.
Two, You guys are a buddy team. You can go down there and catch some lobsters down in South Florida, the Keys or something. What do you think? No?
I'd like to, yeah. Yeah.
CJ? Excuses?
Come on, CJ.
I can't think of anything. We got to go.
Oh, wait a minute. What? We have jobs, Greg. Unlike
jobs.
You.
Well, we can go Saturday.
Oh, well, yeah.
Look at this. Look at it this way. Because you have jobs, you can't just drop everything and head out to Sabah for a week and go do
diving. I feel sick.
Diving.
I'm not feeling... I can't... I feel a little... I haven't been feeling that great.
You know what? You
and I...
Patrick, you can take some acting lessons here. I don't know if it's going to get worse.
Huh? What?
You can take some acting lessons here.
Yeah.
He's coming down.
I'm just a little out of it, you know?
He's coming down with the Florida lobster flu.
Yeah, it's a fever. For sure.
We can't share this mic anymore.
All right, hey, we got a lot to cover on today's show. A new Scuba Radio sponsor. We present that to you next, as well as much, much more. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Just like hockey games and NASCAR, watching those insipid dancing shows are really for only one thing, right? The accidents. Now, from Laughtime Video DVDs, it's Dancing with the Scars. Every one of your favorite dancing TV shows has one accident that's extra special every season, right? Oh, those wacky producers run the accidents over and over and over like an instant replay in a football game. But now you don't have to wait. No, you can watch them all strung together in one hilarious DVD, Dancing with the Scars. You'll get salsa mishaps, ballroom blunders, disco disasters, foxtrot faux pas, and so much more. It's all part of Laughtime Video DVD's Accidents and Mishaps series. And you can get yours today when you order Ask Your Operator how to sign up for the monthly DVD shipment, including kitchen mishaps, really messy bus accidents, boating mess-ups, and so much more. Here's how to order.
To order Dancing with the Scars and sign up for the monthly Mishaps DVD series, simply send your credit card, not the number of the credit card, please, to Laughtime Video DVD, George A., Square Station Depot, North Tennessee. Orders will not be shipped. Cards will not be returned.
Yeah. What? You know, business hasn't been that great, but Laughtime Video is a new Scuba Radio sponsor, so we'll welcome them accordingly, you know? You got to take what you can get in this account.
So you have to send your entire credit card to them.
Yeah, you know, that's typical.
I'm sure it's secure.
It sounds legit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, would we do anything less here at Scuba Radio? Never. Absolutely not. All right, so there you go. You know, we do what we got to do.
That's just fun for the whole family.
It is. Laugh time video. I like it. All right, so we got this ice bucket challenge. And CJ was, you know, he mentioned the lobster tail. So, I went back to the truck. I filled up the next bucket of ice. And I was like, okay, maybe he's right. Maybe we should put some bugs in this thing and let you guys, if you're going to go through the ice bucket challenge, you can keep the bugs.
Again.
That, you know, if you can catch them on their way down to the ground. If they hit the ground, they're dead. But if you can catch them while it's falling over your body.
If they hit the ground, then the next person gets to try.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so.
You like that? That's a good idea.
Yeah. So are you going to be the next one? You're going to take the ice bucket, the Scuba Radio Ice Bucket
next?
Challenge? Yes.
All right. I just did this a couple hours ago, but I'll do it again.
Yeah, well, you're
Hold
a dedicated.
Hold on, let me take my belt off.
Yeah. What?
That's I don't want to get the belt wet. The belt's
okay.
Leather.
All right, fair enough. Yeah.
My keys, wallet. Hold on.
Yeah, get your iPhone out of there. You don't want to do that.
Oh, I've done that before. Jumped in a pool with it.
Yeah, that's
well,
not
fell
true.
In a pool with it. Uh-huh. Playing, you know.
All right, so this is a Scuba Radio Ice Bucket Challenge. There are bugs in there, too. If you catch them before they hit the ground, you get to keep the bugs. Ready? Ready, Bill?
Hey, hold on. What? CJ, you're not going to hold the bucket and be able to catch, so somebody else
no,
is going to
No, Bubble Boy's going to pour it over.
I'll do it.
All right,
okay,
grab
there
it.
There you go. There you go.
Go ahead and grab it.
Ready? Ready? Wait. Get ready. Get ready.
There's
get
bugs
ready.
In there.
Get
so
ready. You ready?
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
are in here?
I'm not going to say. You just have to see and give it a go. You could get some bugs out of this for sure.
Enough to beat a family of four.
Let's do this.
There we go. Okay.
Stay on the plastic. Stay on the plastic.
There you go. Oh!
That's brisk, baby.
Wow. Oh.
I didn't get any. There's only two bugs in there.
Yeah, those were actually roaches, by the way, though.
You bastard.
They were here last week, so I figured why not put them to use.
When you said bugs.
I did. You know, that's what they were. I said they were bugs in the bucket. If you caught any of the bugs, you could take them home.
Look, one of them had eggs.
All right. You got towels?
No. Yeah, you're going to have to.
If you go outside for like 10 minutes,
okay,
max,
all right,
you will be completely dry.
You're going to have to blow dry.
I'm sorry?
Hello.
All right, so anyway, we're
Have you
continue.
Seen my head? I haven't seen a blow dryer in 10 years.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Give or take 20.
We're having, obviously, more fun than we should.
It's cold!
Well,
the
we
AC
got more.
Makes it worse.
We're going to go fill it up again, and then next break we'll do this. We'll keep doing the Ice Bucket Challenge. And obviously, feel free to give to ALS. Donate. We're having fun, but obviously it's for a good cause, too.
You could have at least went and got some frozen shrimp and put some shrimp in the ice.
That would have been way too much work. I went right
That's
out to
easy.
The truck, and
you
I was able
to... Go to the
grocery
store.
I was able to score. Like there were Well, there was only two in that bucket, but I'm sure I can go out there and get some more for the next one. You ready, Jimmy?
I think it's cool that
you
have an ice maker.
Yeah. Well, I knew we had
Does
a lot of people.
Does that tie into like the Freon? Do they take it off your AC unit?
It's
That's cool.
It's a battery operated.
Or is it self-contained?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I pulled it in. You know, one of Captain Patrick's folks there from the World of Boating show hooked
what?
Us up.
Huh?
Yeah, with that ice maker. You know, they have those things on boats.
Is that Laftime refrigeration?
It could be. It could be an
He brought it with him on the side, that crazy sidecar on his motorbike.
Okay. All right, well.
Where am I?
What?
Patrick, aren't you glad you stayed?
What happened to the show that I grew to love?
Does the fun ever start?
By the way, since we do have Captain Patrick here, this is a great opportunity. You'll hear an ad for it later on during the show.
Really?
But, you know, he took a lot of the characters that you hear week after week on this program, and he wrote a story, a narrative, which in my mind is something he came up with when he had a fever. And he was really wishing bad things on Greg. But it is a Kava screw, and it's available on Amazon. You can download it to your e-reader for $2.99.
I get
quite
killed
honestly,
in this thing, though.
Greg,
well, thanks for giving it away.
Well, it's I mean, on the you know, first page.
You want to tell what happens to CJ? He's in there, too. And what about Bill? You want to give it all away?
I didn't even remember he was in it. All I remember is me being in it and getting killed.
Yeah, you only TJ, read while you were alive. You only read as far in the book as you were alive. And since you get read, since you get killed in the prologue,
I was like, okay, I'll wait for the movie.
Is this the puppet Greg gets killed or the real Greg?
This was the real Greg. And you play the sleazy lawyer.
Awesome.
You play a sleazy.
I almost became a lawyer, but I decided not to.
Really?
Yep.
I did this whole Just Call Saul thing with him, but it was only about like a paragraph.
Love it.
It's very good. It's a great read. Go to Amazon. It is Kava Screw. And you can type in K-A-V-A Screw. Or you can type it in by author's name, Pranito. Good luck with that.
Yeah. James wound up in it too, but he wound up on the cutting room floor, my edits.
The most deadly cut of all.
Okay.
he needs some ice on him.
Well, I guess to answer
Let's
your question,
this boy.
CJ, to answer your question, I guess, no, it doesn't get any better.
I didn't say it doesn't get any better. I said, does the fun ever start?
Okay, well, I guess it
remains to be seen. Sometime we hold out until the last possible moment for something
good to
happen.
Save the best for last.
That's our plan.
Boy, wait till you hear hour two.
Yeah, you don't just throw stuff out there right at the beginning.
Don't judge it by the first half an hour.
No, never. No, we're going to talk about some movie stuff.
Greg's just getting warmed up.
We're going
to talk. Takes at least 90 minutes to get any kind of flow going.
Well, Patrick and CJ's son have something in common, and we're going to talk about that next.
Patrick and CJ have a son together?
Hey, don't judge.
Yeah, the fun never stops. Or starts, or begins. Or something. I don't know. We'll get to it eventually. Stick around.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, so Captain Patrick from the world of boating and CJ's son Ryan do have something in common.
Oh, so it's not a son of Patrick and CJ. I thought you were doing something to commemorate the federal judge's ruling this week in Florida, and maybe we're making an announcement. We're still keeping that quiet then. All right, well, go on. That's fine.
Okay.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
All right.
Congratulations, by the way, guys. Go on.
We enjoyed your gift.
It's nice.
And that was what exactly?
No, what was the gift? I'm derailing the show. It's totally on me. Don't let that happen. It is strictly.
There's so
time
many
now.
Disturbing things that are going through my head right now that I know I should not.
I'll just ask real quickly. Do you have enough batteries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man. All right.
Salt and pepper shakers, motorized.
This is a show devoted to diving. And that's what they have in common, despite what Bill is trying to steer us into, which is a wall, which will get us arrested or something like that. You know what
I'm
saying,
right? Pretty illegal.
Yeah, pretty illegal. Definitely disturbing at the bare minimum. Yeah. So we're going to focus on diving because you want to be a scuba diver, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and Patrick, you want to be a scuba diver. Am I correct?
For the sake of continuity, sure.
What do you mean? No, wait a minute. Let's get this out in the open. Patrick, you have said before you want to be a certified scuba diver.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan does too. So what I'm thinking, since
this is going to end poorly for one of us.
He's not. You two could be a buddy team, and we could get you certified together. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Okay. Didn't you say your son was getting certified too?
Yeah, so I might throw Max into the mix as well.
Okay.
But his schedule's a little crazy. So I was thinking, well, maybe, you know, Patrick is here already. We've already doused him. We've already got him wet. We might as well throw him into the pool in the ocean and get him certified.
Isn't one of the things you have to be able to do is a dead man's carry? You going to be able to carry me over your shoulder?
I might drown in the process, but I'll try.
He has the dead man part covered.
There you go.
Yeah, I will be dead.
He's got some acting range, that
okay.
Patrick.
Can you buy liquor?
Not for a while, at least.
These people. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
The
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, does the wetsuit make me look fat question?
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, no, it's not the wetsuit.
Oh, come on.
And
you haven't even tried donuts yet.
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny, but it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
All right. A doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan, good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
I am Greg the Dive Master, but, you know, I am a dive instructor as well. And CJ brought his son into the studio today, who has asked if I would teach him how to scuba dive. Yes. Right, Ryan?
Yes.
Yeah, and I got Captain Patrick here from the World of Boating who wants to learn how to dive as well. So I figured I'd buddy these two up. I mean, Patrick, you're like, you know, what, 40-ish? Ryan, you're like 32, thereabouts?
Around 70. But.
Yeah. And so what we'll do is have you guys learn how to dive together. But before we get into, you know, what it's going to take, the commitment it's going to take for you to become a scuba diver and join our exclusive club of...
all men.
Know, what?
Huh?
All men. What do you mean all men? It's not all men. The latest statistics of scuba diving participants are about 60-65% men.
I thought you meant this club.
No. I mean in the whole diving community.
Do mermaids count?
Mermaids don't count. They're kind of like their own little, you know, species type of thing. Most of those, that's 99% female, by the way.
What about mermen?
Well, that would be the 1%. That's why I said 99.
Must suck to be a merman.
Well, not necessarily. I don't think the mermen really care about the mermaids. But let's leave it alone.
Oh, what the heck?
What?
Where are you going with that?
Nowhere. And we, you know, we're gonna have to ice everybody down again. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and initiate Ryan into the club here, the ice bucket challenge.
Is your father going to work the bucket?
I put in extra bugs in this one, too.
Oh, that's
all right, ready? Right? So
here we go. No.
Any bugs you catch. Yeah, any bugs you catch. Come on, you got to keep them.
Hold them down.
Here, hey, come on. There you go, Ryan.
It's so cold.
Hey, dude, there's a roach right there.
Oh, God, get it off.
You get to keep it. That's yours. Bonus. All right, so anyway, we got that out of the way. But what have you doing?
That seemed unnecessary.
No, it's for a good cause.
I swear
Bill.
That sounded like there was a second bucket that time. Was there a second bucket? I didn't see a second bucket. But
he's just kind of small.
Maybe it's because he's so small. He is so wet. That is not even funny.
Yeah. Good times. All right, so anyway, Ryan, what have you been doing to prepare yourself? Have you been watching TV, you know, like Sharknado 2 and things like that?
This week he's
how does that prepare you?
This week he's pretty much been dripping. That's what he's been doing. He didn't realize that getting wet meant this.
Well, it's part of it.
That's just absurd.
You know, it's just preparing him for that initial plunge into the water. Could feel a little icy depending on the time of year.
He's the first one who we've had to worry about whether or not his hair was going to dry before he got home.
Oh, that'll last for about a year. Anyway.
Or two.
Yeah. So, but the reason why I ask, you know, sharks are usually the first question most people have about learning how to dive.
Dun, dun.
So.
Dun, dun. No, you know, mine was, dun, am I going dun, to die?
Dun, 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 dun,
well,
dun,
that,
dun, 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 dun.
That's really up to you.
Eventually.
Good answer. Good answer, wow. CJ. See, he knows.
Maybe in 40 years or so, we don't know.
Well, okay.
CJ talks about mortality and his son laughs. And then all of this will be mine!
Oh, Ryan's
he's used to it.
Yeah, Ryan's going, ta-ching! Anyway.
Ryan's not worried about sharks because I've told him all about them.
Yeah, what's the deal with that, Ryan?
Well, I know they're true? Peaceful, mostly.
They're peaceful.
Unless there's great whites because that's kind of stupid to go around great whites.
Yeah, well, what about Sharknados, though? I mean, does that concern you at all? Or...
Well, I thought they can only form on land. Well, I know it has to go through the sea to get the sharks picked
up.
Well,
what if a tornado comes through the ocean and sucks a shark up out there and it lands on your head?
Well, the answer is simply, we're all dead.
Well, unless you are not one of those unfortunate saps that have a great white land on them.
You guys are forgetting one thing.
What?
I have a chainsaw.
Ah, good point. Okay.
Cut them in midair.
Yeah, that's right.
Clean cuts.
Okay.
You can sell that, butcher it.
All right, so you're prepared. You know what to do if you encounter a Sharknado. Fair enough. All right. What about any of this other stuff like on Shark Week or, you know, things you've seen on TV, has any of that made you nervous about going diving at all? Or do you just, are you one of these kids who
are you
like,
trying to foster fear in the young man?
No, I'm asking him if he has any concerns.
He's scaring the hell out of me.
What is the...
It seems like you'll enjoy diving. How about this? Poke, 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 poke. Oh, are you trying to make the man bleed?
Wait, you know, he's dripping with water.
He's ready. He took a bucket of ice to prove that he was ready to you, and you are too much of a baby girl to do it yourself.
So you have no concerns about learning how to dive? Nothing scares you?
Let me think.
Yeah, nothing?
Here's something I'd like you to
Patrick,
do.
Patrick, what about
this,
you?
Ryan, this is something I'd like you to do, seriously, when you go home, and see if you can do this, because it was a real stumbling block for my son. And it was tough for me, too. Get one of your dad's masks.
Yeah.
And go to the sink or the tub.
One of
and
his
fill
goggles?
Fill it with water. No, his mask. Oh. His dive mask. Fill it with water and put it on your face. Put a face mask full of water right on your face.
That would be horrible.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg, the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on, we got a plane to catch.
All right, everybody, rave. Come on, get out your glow sticks. There you go, come on. Do it. Yeah. Wow. Shake it. That's it. Twerk, Ryan, twerk. Okay, wait, I didn't tell a young boy to do that. All right, just kill it. I can't take it anymore. My head hurts.
Whew.
That's enough. Actually, that song, believe it or not, is called The Maldives. And I guess that's what they listen to, evidently. If you do a little search on iTunes, all that type of techno.
Wait a second.
Glow stick, rave type music.
How many of us have
music?
Been to the Maldives?
Me.
Just
twice.
You.
Twice.
And you're taking...
But I've been twice.
You've been twice, and you have no idea what the people that live there listen to.
I just said.
You said apparently.
Yeah.
You said apparently. You've been there. You
right?
should know. You should... This should be first-hand information. Why do we send you places to have you come back to find out things we could find out by typing things into Google?
True.
Well, thanks, Ryan, and I will not certify you to dive for that little comment.
Yes, Ryan, you'll notice that Bill whines a lot about not going on the trips. Greg goes to the Maldives. We all go to the mall.
Okay.
That's just how it is.
You're halfway there.
Sucks for us.
Does. Sucks to be you. Yeah, and actually, I looks like I might be heading down to Saba and do some reconnaissance.
I'm sorry, something may have happened to your microphone.
Well, hello. Is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear that, too.
Nick, I don't even know what happened
every
there.
Every week.
So, I may be doing that. I actually might be flying in a private plane with Clay from Explore Ventures. You'll find out if you keep listening to the show here next week or the week after.
You going to eat some caviar, too?
Because we'll do the show from the road.
Your terrible life is that the man who owns... Explorer Ventures is going to take you on his private jet to Saba for a week-long...
Hold on. It's a turboprop.
Oh, I got to fly on our company private jet about a month ago down to Key Largo.
Yeah.
To do work or to vacation, Patrick?
A little bit of both.
Oh.
Now, there's a snob for
you. Oh, wait a second. Is that where you guys go? It was in Key Largo.
Yeah,
it's always kind of been legal.
Way to brag there, Patrick.
No.
What?
You weren't paying attention earlier, or you'd have known about the batteries.
Yep.
You guys talk all the smack you want.
What?
One time, I flew coach to Rochester.
Whoa.
So suck on that.
Okay.
Sick burns.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way,
wow.
I'm not sure what I'm going to,
also been to Cleveland.
Oh!
And so has
Bubba. Oh, quit bragging already.
Not very fond of LeBron James, but okay.
All right. Well, it really doesn't get any better.
Did Ryan have any material written before he came in here? Is he doing this all off the top of his head here?
No, and another thing that's off the top of my head is he has Jimmy the Bubble Boy. He's Patrick Starr then.
Patrick Starr?
Yes.
Has anybody explained to you about the statute of limitations?
You know, the one thing you don't want to do, Ryan, is you don't want to offend your dive instructor, and you definitely don't want to piss off your dive buddy.
Yeah,
especially when he outweighs you by about 150 pounds.
And could easily kill me and drown me.
He
could do both.
You're getting it.
Yeah. He's picking up quick. So, all right.
Oh, yeah, by the way, if you ever need to go and visit Patrick at his house, it is a shallow trench by the side of the road lane. And it's just...
Look for the house with the 55-gallon drums on the side.
Is it on the corner of Death Avenue?
No, but you got to go past Death every single time.
Look for the van down by the river.
Is it white and unmarked?
Yeah, probably. With a big white stripe or red stripe. It
free
be
candy, kids.
It's red with a white stripe. Yeah. Really?
What the hell do you do at his house?
Wow.
Ryan, what... This is a safe place, Ryan. You could tell us. You could tell us, Ryan. What does he do to you? Does he keep your eyes open and make you watch Simpsons all day?
He feeds me pizza.
All right, look, I don't mean to interrupt you guys.
Here.
Sorry.
But
the
since
show wasn't going anywhere anyway. Well,
I'm sweating like a pig in this dry suit here, so let's just get my ice bucket challenge out of the way.
Let's do this.
Okay. I'm wearing full scuba gear. This is the Scuba Radio ice diving bucket right now.
What's the point?
Yeah, what do you mean? I'm wearing a dry suit. I don't want to get my drawers wet. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Bubba.
All right, here it is.
Ryan, help him out there.
Here it is.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Pick it up.
Wait a second.
What are you going to do?
Oh!
Ow.
Wow, that bucket went flying a little bit.
Yeah. Good times.
Lucky it didn't kill you.
Whew. You know, it was still refreshing, even though, I'm dry. I'm dry down there.
I think your beard's a little damp. That's about it.
That's all I got wet on my face. Now, we're going to give some tips.
That's going to start trickling down a little bit, isn't it?
No.
It's not going to trickle down a little bit down the middle of your back? Get a little...
I'm going to shake off like a dog here. And
nice. That'll be
perfect. I'll share the love a tad.
This is the best radio I've
ever heard. We're going to actually share some tips on how to clear your mask. Ryan had some questions about this during the commercial break. We'll get into that in hour two. Patrick may rethink whether or not he wants to learn how to dive with Ryan. Now that his potential buddy has offended him.
Can I use Ryan as a flotation device?
You could.
Okay, we're good.
But But in that sense, if he's on the surface, he'll probably live.
Ryan, I know you're thinking about saying something here.
Well, I'm
but
thinking.
I want you to think about it long and hard.
So
I would like you to know Patrick's favorite dishes are all served up cold.
He's my
all of them.
Diving buddy, but he's more like my potential murderer.
Yeah, well, no, he said afloat.
And I'm his potential not diving buddy, but victim.
Well, you could he might want to make you afloat. You can make him an anchor.
The pieces are all coming together.
Yeah. Okay. Boy, this is going to be a good buddy team. Can you tell?
By the way, I don't work with kids or animals.
All right. Well, we'll just leave now then, Bill. No. We got an hour or two of Scuba Radio on deck. We're going to talk about some dive movies that are out that you may not have heard of beyond Sharknado 2, believe it or not, and much, much more. That's coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot,
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.